I will do this on one condition to table one, who nominated me without my consent, that they contradict me if I say anything they don't agree with. Well, Mary? We talked about three things, I think, and I may be quite wrong. The first one, the one we spent most of the time on, was the issue of definitions. That we should be very careful that we know what we're talking about when there are international relations, because it's very easy to misunderstand each other using the same word and thinking we're talking about the same subject. Let me quote two examples. One, in the use of international accounting and auditing standards, companies might think they do the same, professional bodies, academics, in different countries, but only using the same words. And you, when you look at the details, Kurt and Liesl had some remarks on that. There would be major differences if you looked into the particulars. An example from accountancy education is the meaning of the word professional accountancy education. What's that? In Scotland, it's 3 years part-time after university degree, whether relevant or not. In the Netherlands, we tend to include the 4 years university degrees as it's specific. In the United States, it's a part, but which part of the master's degree in accounting? So, understanding what's happening was the first issue, and we didn't solve it, I'm sorry to say. The second issue was, how do you approach educational programs? Adolf started that discussion, and in a sense, we discussed local approaches in Germany and the United States, implementing in those programs international approaches, international accounting and all the things, standards, US GAAP, that sort of thing. And there was some feeling there that we might change our approach to education by not starting at the local system, but starting at theoretical basis you need, as is done in Germany, and looking at the international situation as a starting point, and then diverting to European Union, America's situation, Australia, Japan, etc. And the third one, and probably also an important one, is let's look, because the question Bell or Mary, I forgot, asked, what can the associations do to help? And one of the issues might be to look very closely at standards, because standards tend to describe a situation at a certain moment, and then everybody can say he has implemented that standard, and development's not necessary. And a nice, or not a nice, but it's a strong example of that, is the age directive of the European Union, which is on accountancy education, which from 1984, and it's my views on it, we didn't discuss that, was even outdated when it was published and hasn't been changed since. And a lot of countries in the European Union think, well, as long as they implement the age directive, they don't have anything to do. And even in my country, we have a situation that the people responsible for the final standards of the examination check which the age directive is right, and it might be very difficult to implement new developments, because when the age directive was written, and that was in the 70s, nobody thought of certain subjects which are of prime importance now. So this was, if there are no contradictions, a little bit of what we talked in that half hour package you gave us. Thank you.
Anything to add about table one?